you see it on screen, but it's a behind-the-scenes role, if I can put it that way. A job that is essential to many of the action movies in particular. I'm talking about the person performing the stunts. And with me in studio today at our makeshift broadcast studio is Nadine Tiron, who is a local stuntwoman who didn't intend to become one. I understand, Nadine, I believe dance was the original career direction. Welcome to Cape Talk.
Correct. Hi, Papa. Thank you so much for having me today.
I mean, you look like a dancer sitting here. You've got the hair done like you've got the shape and graceful sort of carriage of a dancer. If somebody had pointed me out to you in the room and said, guess what she does, I wouldn't have guessed. Stuntman. Let's talk about how that happened. Well, the journey really began with the idea of a dance career. And what happened after that?
Correct. I actually, according to family, was like not able to make it as a dancer because, you know, dancing as a career isn't really, it's short-lived. So mm-hmm. What are you going to do after you dance? And that kind of logic behind it. And I was on a commercial doing technically a stunt where I did a front flip over a soccer player as a cheerleader, as one does on a commercial. And they had a stunt coordinator on the job, and I didn't even know that that world existed. And I love using my body in different forms and being versatile with it. And I just thought, this is a realm that I'd love to play and focus more into. And only once COVID had hit, because I had a lot of dancing intention, did I have the time to actually even focus a lot of my time for stunts and training. And that's when I went into boxing, Muay Thai, kickboxing, weapons training, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So that world in itself only really started for me fully focused once COVID had finished.
Amazing. I mean, as you said, to acquire all of those martial arts and that, just like that, oh, well, I just started training in that long list of things. Most people spend a lifetime training in those things to get any good at them. Do you need to have all of those skills to be able to work as a professional stuntwoman?
I would say if you want to be a versatile stunt mm-hmm. performer, it's definitely in the realm of things to have a bunch of skills under yeah. under your boots. But I wouldn't say I'm the best at all of them. I'm still learning as it goes. Yep. And you learn a lot on the job as well, because each time you get onto a different job, the skill kind of transforms itself into what the action director or the choreographer or, you know, what they want the character to look like. Yep. So it's just about applying the fundamentals that you have learned and kind of projecting them into that tunnel of what they want.
And doing so safely without hurting yourself. I can tell exactly. Before the WhatsApp starts streaming and everybody's going to want to know how many times you've been injured doing what. I mean, it's about making it look realistic. It's about making somebody believe that they're watching the lead actor do this. But it's also about doing it in a way that doesn't end in broken bones for you.
Correct.
Does that go wrong sometimes?
I mean, we practice and we train to perfect the illusion of it, and that also helps with camera angles and selling that kind of thing. But yeah, sometimes it does unfortunately go wrong. We don't wish that on anybody or any time, but sometimes you get a little bit too close and your distance is incorrect, or you know, sometimes something is in the wrong place at the wrong time, and things can happen.
Touch wood, it doesn't happen to you too often, though. I mean, let's talk a little bit about some of the roles that you've played and shows you've been in. I know that Homeland, I think was season 4, was quite a game changer for you, because you had the opportunity to double for Claire Danes. It was an amazing series to watch. Can you give us, I mean, I can't think back all the way to season 4, so I'm trying to remember some of the stunts. Can you tell us a little bit about the story of how you got to do that job and some of the things you did?
Yes, that was my first time ever being introduced onto the film side of things.
Yeah.
I was helping a friend out and he phoned me in a panic the night before going, I need some help with people on set tomorrow, are you available? And I was not dancing or anything the next day, so I was like, yeah, sure. And I even ignorantly like rocked up on set going like, what is this? And somebody was like, what do you mean, this is Homeland? And I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And I was coming on as an extra.
Yeah.
And the stunt coordinator that I met on the previous commercial was on this job, and he was like, hey, you said you wanted to do stunts, do you want to like, what are you doing next week, do you want to come in? And I was like, yes, I'm definitely available, I'll drop anything. And I came in the previous, you know, the following week, and my first job was squibs, which is like little explosions with blood sacs that they put onto you. And I was getting shot in an office scene. And the previous stunt female double that was doubling Claire Danes was Fleur. And she was unavailable for the little bit of shoot that they needed to finish with.
Yeah.
And they said to me, Nadine, you know, like, she's unavailable. Would you like to, you know, just do in any of the reshoots or anything like that? So it wasn't anything major. It was more body doubling and gun handling and things like that. But yeah, it was an experience that started off this journey.
And what a thing to start your CV with, that I worked on Homeland.
I mean, from an extra to a stunt performer to a stunt double, it was awesome.
And since then, what have been some of the biggest projects and some of your favorite projects that you've worked on?
Sure. I doubled Michelle Keegan on Our Girl, some of the seasons there. That was amazing. One of my highlights was doubling Joey King on all three Kissing Booths.
Yeah.
That was locally shot as well. Straight after COVID, after training, I went into Resident Evil, the Raccoon City series with Ella Balinska. And then one of my highlights of my careers would definitely be Boy Kills World, where I doubled and action doubled Jessica Roth, which was
I think
amazing.
That has literally just hit the screens in South Africa in the last week, or is about to this week, I think.
Correct. On Friday night, it was opening night for us, yes.
So I obviously haven't had a look at it yet, but it's everywhere at Comic-Con. There's a booth downstairs that's got all kinds of very cool sort of stunt stuff happening linked to Boy Meets World. I know Sholto Copley's in the movie.
Yes.
So a project to get excited about and look out for at the cinemas soon. So keep an eye open for Nadine Tiran, who is with us in studio. If you've ever wanted to know anything about working as a stunt double, you're very welcome to just pop through a WhatsApp to 072-567-1567. Have you ever had a director say to you, I'd like you to do X, Y, Z, and you've looked at them and just thought, no, that is a step too far? Has that moment ever arrived?
I mean, I don't think, we don't normally talk to directors until like on the day or on the set. Yeah. We normally work with the stunt choreographer or the action designer, so it's normally that kind of conversation to have. Sometimes there are some crazy ones, and in particular we did have with Boy Kills World, we had some insane choreography from David, who was just an action guru and martial arts guru. So he had a lot of things thrown at us that a few of the tricks that he wanted me to do, one of Bill's stunt doubles, Dennis, he could only do them. So I had to work with Dennis, and he had to teach me how to do, you know, and boys are a lot stronger and a lot more agile sometimes. And so it was very cool learning the difficult and intricacy of that into what I do. So it was fun.
What would you say is the most difficult stunt you've ever pulled off?
Ooh, maybe not the most difficult, but just the most nerve-wracking would be my full body burn. I did a
that'll do it.
That gets the heart racing for sure. And it was just a workshop, and it was just kind of an introduction to people who hadn't done it before. And we went into this workshop and didn't know what to expect, and we were set on fire.
Okay, so I'm sure you're not allowed to give away all the behind-the-scenes tips, but can you tell us a little bit of what's involved in creating the illusion of a full-body burn?
Well, preparation, first of all. Yep. Just understanding, like, what you're going through and the fundamentals of what you need to do once you're on fire and the conditions needing and leading up to that. You know, what is your action? Knowing that fully, you know, knowing the safety and the medics that are around as well. And I think most importantly, going into the preparation of the body burns, you know, getting the fire gel ready, getting all the layers nicely soaked, getting all the air bubbles out. And I'm sure everybody who does know and a little bit about body burns, it's quite a process.
Sure. I mean, from what you're saying, Nadine, it sounds like the ability to keep a cool head and think clearly and logically and rationally, even when you are putting your body through insanely difficult maneuvers, it sounds like that's as much of the job as the actual physical stunts that you're performing.
Yes, definitely.
Do you agree?
And I would say, just being present within every stunt that you do, because anything can go differently at any time. Mm. So you need to kind of just be ready for anything that's coming your way, you know. Yeah. Maybe an actor forgets a beat, or maybe he throws a hook instead of a straight and you got to duck that or like mine out the way. So I think just knowing in yourself the fundamentals that come naturally to you, and also just being able to wing it if something goes wrong and something goes different. And that was the fun thing to learn as well with regards to the Comic-Con live stunt show that we did for Boy Kills World and Super Dragon Punch. We did a live stunt show where, you know, we're throwing people off balconies and we slam dunking people onto tables and doing flips and tricks and breaking bottles over heads, you know. All those things, we have to make sure that it can go right, and also if it goes wrong, what do we do?
Right.
You know, where film, yes, if things go wrong or things don't go 100%, you can just do a retake and do a retake. But with the live action, you had one take and that's it, you know. So it was very exciting.
So did you nail the take every time?
Every time. I mean, with live action, it doesn't always go 100% smoothly. You get a oops there and oops there. I headbutted the tray a little bit too hard yesterday and my visor came all the way down with the sticker still on it. Okay. So like some of the visuals were a little bit difficult. But, you know, you roll with the punches and you just take it as it comes, for sure.
So as we say goodbye, what advice to a young boy or girl listening to this interview who's now going, cool, I want to be a stunt guy or a stunt woman when I grow up? Where to start? What suggestions?
Dream it, believe it, achieve it. That's like what I go for. Yeah. Do some training, do some research, and just have fun with it. And yeah, just if you have that fire and that passion inside of you, just follow that dream, because it really can. It's at our doorstep in Cape Town, and we're taking over the world with our stunts, and yeah, I'm just excited for us.
I'm excited for you as well, Nadine Chuan. Great to have you with us on Cape Talk. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And enjoy the rest of Comic-Con. She is here as a stunt woman, stunt double. Look out for her in The Woman King, Escape Room, Tournament of Champions. Boy Kills World is the new one, starring Charlotte Copley, released just last week in South Africa. Our conversation with all of the behind-the-scenes people doing interesting things in the movies and the TV shows that are part of the Comic-Con experience.